finally, of course, Jack Cittorelli, he debated Governor Murphy the other night. We talked about it a lot. We had on the Jack Manzo, who's yep. part of the campaign yesterday. And it turns out that, well, Murphy is squirming a little bit. He's in trouble. The polls are showing that Cittorelli is closing the gap. Ladies and gentlemen in New Jersey, mention to your friends Jack Cittorelli, the name. This guy can lead New Jersey out of – he really can.
If this guy wins – I know this is really, really – well, this is what kind of makes us who we are. But if this guy wins – it's because of us.
We'll take credit. We'll take full credit.
I mean, no one knew this guy's name 5 weeks ago.
No.
Nobody. No disrespect to Jack Manzo or these great debate performances. If he wins, it's because of us.
Absolutely.
If he loses, we had nothing to do with it.
And also, well, also because of his performances.
No, he's been great in those two debates.
Great. I didn't see the second debate. I saw the first, and I grabbed a lot of the audio from it and played it here on the air just to show how able and capable this guy, Jack Cittorelli, is. I mean, he's just a tough, smart guy, a private sector guy initially. He's an assemblyman now, but he's a CPA. He's an attorney. Well accomplished guy.
Yeah.
But again, tough and quick on his feet.
He's actually outraising Phil Murphy when it comes to money the last, I believe, 3 or 4 weeks. And again, last night was that big fundraiser at the Brownstone in Paterson, New Jersey. I'd like to know how that went. I couldn't make it because I was at Pink Runway in Brooklyn, but I'd love to know how successful or not that fundraiser was last night, because Jack was there. Cittorelli was there in Paterson. So if somebody was there, give us a quick call. Let us know how it went.
So just to illustrate how worried they are on the Murphy side, they're bringing in, I guess they think she's a big gun, Dr. Jill Biden. The doc who allowed her mentally, cognitively impaired, I would say just demented. The demented piece of crap, as the Gold Star mother said, a run for president. He shouldn't. He was awful yesterday in that speech with the supply chain backup. That speech, terrible. He was mispronouncing names, et cetera, et cetera. Also, a week from Saturday, they're bringing in Barack Obama, to campaign for him.
Wow.
So Cittorelli is making progress. Now, at the end of the debate, there was one instance where Murphy did some race baiting. I mean, it was really bad, and the audience let him have it, and it was great. Take a listen to this.
We have to keep moving forward. We cannot go backward, and we cannot afford an extreme leader. There's so much on the ballot. There's so much at stake. Do we stand with our sacred democracy, or do we stand with Confederate flags and white supremacists and a pack of lies? Do we continue to make the tough calls based on science and data to save as many lives as we can? Or do we
attach Jack Cittorelli to a Confederate flag? I mean, that is the last refuge of a scumbag with no argument. Jack Cittorelli for governor in New Jersey. Folks, tell your friends, get rid of this guy Murphy. He killed your grandparents or somebody's grandparents that you know. He's been a disaster. If taxes is your issue, New Jersey is not your state.
No.
Look, Jack Cittorelli, folks, get the message out.